100.1 The X. It's time for the 4:30 Local Lowdown podcast style. And I've got Dave Massoud back in the studio with me. Am I saying your name right?
You are.
Okay, good. Yeah. I was like, I've always said it that way. And I'm just like, I wonder if I'm saying it right. Anyway, you're here not to talk about your name, but to talk about Skate Jam 7.
That's right.
And it's tomorrow. This is the big weekend.
Here it is.
Okay, is it one day, 2 days? What's the deal?
Yeah, it's one day. It goes from noon to midnight, and so all the bands start right at noon.
12 to 12.
That's right.
And is it kid-friendly?
It is kid-friendly. Yeah, we have a youth division skate contest, and there's prizes from the Carson City Wheelhouse. It's a skate shop in Carson City.
I'm not a skateboarder. I'm not that cool. I think I had a neon green Nash skateboard when I was a little kid, and I probably just sat on my driveway and, like, went down. This is for, like, professional skaters, though, right? Not professional, but who's competing this Saturday?
So, throughout the day, it's an open skate, and you have people at all levels, and then in the contest themselves, then, yeah, that's the people that feel like, you know, they got something to bring to the table.
Show their tricks. Yeah. Cool. And all the safety gear, they got to wear helmets. And
yeah.
Pads,
yeah. Anybody
and like
under 18 has to have the helmet and pads and, you know, got a waiver for everybody.
Good. Safety third, but right. Safety first at Skate Jam 7. Now, you came in and talked to us last year for Skate Jam 6. So obviously they're numbered. This has been going on for 7 years now.
Yeah. This will be the 7th one.
How did the first one happen?
So I had some local skateboarders, you know, come and mention to me right when I started working at Jub Jubs how cool it would be to have an event like that. And, you know, I remembered back to when I was a kid and I went to Skate Jam, just how cool it was. We just happen to have a room that's just the right size for putting some ramps in there.
You do. And so this is Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor. Where is it located if people want to go tomorrow?
Jub Jub's is at 71 South Wells, and that's between 2nd and Mill.
It's a great concert venue too, and Jub Jub's is so lucky. You guys have two cool spaces, the main bar where you can do stuff a little more intimate, some crazy cool rock or rap shows in the big space, or a skate park. Why not?
Exactly.
How much does it cost for people to get in?
It is $15 at the door.
That's not bad. Just 15 flat. Right?
15
nice.
Flat. Yep.
And now this includes other stuff too, right? There's drinking and skating and dancing because there's music.
Yeah. So we have bands all day, open skate all day. And then we also have, there'll be a couple of food trucks. We have Asian Street Eats as well as the Fixed Falafel doing
nice.
All the vegan stuff.
Yum.
And yeah. We have two full bars for all the adults.
Yes. Not for the kiddos.
That's right.
And so how long would you say each band gets to play since it's 12 to 12? What kind of sets are they doing?
They're generally about 25 to 30 minutes.
Not bad.
Yeah, we have 14 acts. Yeah,
that's a lot. That's way worth way more than $15, you guys.
Yeah, it's packed. And we got some great bands.
Now, do you find little kids are watching the older kids and, you know, in awe, kind of looking at their idols? And, like, skateboarding is still something kids are into, yeah?
Oh, very much so. Yeah, cool. And there's a lot of the younger crowd, especially earlier in the day. They're getting out there and they're doing it, you know, seeing what the older guys are doing and trying it.
That's so cute. Do you ever post any videos of some of the awesome tricks that happen at a skate jam, like on any of your social media? Where
can
people find maybe archived videos of last year?
So on Facebook, there's event pages still from all of the skate jams of past. And there's, I've done live videos throughout the day. There's tons of video footage. We were really fortunate that our friends at Active Alliance, they did like a promo video for us for this year. Yeah, it came out fantastic.
Maybe I'll put that on our Facebook page too, facebook.com/myradiox. So sum it up, Skate Jam is happening tomorrow. It is all day, 12 to 12, tons of bands. A few you may have heard on X Radio. We've got Boss's Daughter, I see on there. I mean, we're technically a AAA station, so sometimes I can sneak in a little harder stuff, a little punk rock stuff, but this is definitely a specialty event. And if you're into it all day, all ages, bands, ramps, skate contests, what are some of the prizes that people are going to win?
So our sponsors are the Carson City Wheelhouse, and so they give out complete decks, trucks, wheels, clothing. You got to skate to win. Or, you know, you can just come check out some music.
It is a skate jam. All right. Thanks, Dave. Anything else you want to add about Skate Jam 7?
Where were you in Skate Jam?
Where were you when Skate Jam? Xville, where were you? Thanks for listening to the 4:30 Local Lowdown podcast. And thank you, Dave Massoud, for coming in and explaining Skate Jam. See you tomorrow at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor, 71 South Wells Avenue.